This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Trisha. Trisha, why does that name sound so familiar?
Who can say? There are millions of Trishas in the world. Yearwood, others.
But this message from Trisha saying nothing is what it seems.
Probably another grassroots marketing campaign from some corporate behemoth. The rest is probably nothing is what it seems when you cook with HelloFresh.
Yeah, whoever Trisha is, she's not giving me much to work with. Whoa.
What is it, Tim?
The weirdest sensation. For a second, the entire facility flickered. Like the whole thing was just a backdrop. Like that increasingly outdated system Disney uses to create the backgrounds for everything except surprise hit Andor.
The thing that sets apart Andor is the careful storytelling. That and the guy in the tower with the hammers. But let's not get sidetracked. Well, look at that. Another transmission's coming in. Maybe something familiar will calm your nerves. Care to work your substandard magic?
Yeah, some focus might help me. People of Earth, who's got two thumbs and isn't real? Wait, no, who's got two pointer fingers which are pointing at something that isn't real? Or rather, if podcasts had thumbs, which podcast would... Well, actually, if they had the whole hand, because just the thumb looks... Hey, you know what? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 1 month ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind Burger King into the magical, fantastical land... into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my... Chun? Where's Chun?
Oh, yeah, baby! Arnie, let me dismount here. I bet you're wondering about my new ride here.
I am wondering about your new ride.
See, I put a chubby little chassis right underneath Eggy Baby, put a saddle on top, and now I ride him around. He has some wheels. Isn't that fun?
Wow. Wait, how are those wheels in? Did you just poke wheel like an axle through your egg?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Huh. Arnie, work weirder, not smarter.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what I always say. Yeah. But I feel like parenting is so hard, and I was like, well, how can I take my child and have them help me out so I'm not just helping them out? Mm-hmm. And I thought, sometimes my legs get tired. And yeah. That's when inspiration struck.
That's great. So, but then how did you come wheeling in here? Did you, have to push Eggy Baby and then hop on? Or did you get someone else to push Eggy Baby?
Well, I had to lay on my stomach on the saddle, and then I had to be right up against the wall, and then I had to put my feet up against the wall, kind of up high, and then walk them down and push off right at the right time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, does that make sense? You want to give it a try, Arnie? Hop on here.
Oh, no. I would crush. Look, I know Eggy Baby's been through a lot. I would crush Eggy Baby.
Okay. Are you, it seems like you're, you doing okay, buddy?
I'm doing good. Talk to that. Yeah, what? Bing Bong!
Big Yawn. Sorry, Big. I said Bing Bong, I meant Big Yawn. Ooh.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was having a little bit of tummy troubles last night, and I didn't sleep super well. But you know what? I'm here. I am present. I'm a professional. I am ready for the podcast.
Well, I can sing you a little song that I sing to Eggy Baby when he has tummy trouble.
Sure. How do you know Eggy Baby has tummy trouble?
I just assume. Here we go.
Eggy Baby has a little tummy pain. Oh, no. I'm gonna rub the spot, yeah. Eggy Baby, and rub away the tummy pain now.
Okay, stop rubbing. Okay.
Thank you. That was very sweet.
See, you're smiling, Arnie. You're smiling.
Yes, absolutely.
Bing on. Bing
on. Also, Usador, I know he, look, I know he's not really a ghost. Yeah. I know that he's just pretending to be a ghost, but he keeps phasing in and out.
Yeah, what is going on with this?
Like, right before we started, he was here, and then he just froze in one position, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah, I think he's, what does he call it, buffering?
I think so.
When his magic, sometimes his magic kind of catches on itself, and I think he calls it buffering.
Yeah, and then you're like, is he just staring me down? And then you're like, oh, wait, he's frozen.
Oh, wait, he's frozen, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he'll show up eventually.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the last we've seen of
Hey, here's what I'll say, Arnie. Probably.
Probably.
So, I mean, hopefully the belly rubs helped a little bit, but Arnie, do you have any... Usador would be great with his magical incantations to kind of suss out the issue, but do you have any idea of what might have happened?
Well, I don't really know. It's like it's not... It just keeps coming back. So I went down to, like, where the giant spider web, the web of maladies, web MD,
yeah.
where you can kind of, like, just look through it, and you can kind
Arnie,
of
that is
whisper...
Ooh, what a terrible web we weave when first we put in our symptoms, because that's a dark hole to fall down in.
I know, because everything they kept coming back with was just sort of like, the world's going to end, or you are already dead. Like
gangrene.
I know, and I'm like, I know it's not really that I'm already dead, but you just then I was up all night being like, oh, God, maybe I'm already dead.
Yeah, one time I went to the web and I said, runny nose, and they said, dead by dawn. And I was like, dead by dawn? Yikes. So
is that the time Dawn tried to kill you, though?
Yeah. Oh, you've met her?
Mm-hmm.
Dawn the deer?
Dawn the deer, yeah.
She's a fawn, I guess.
Murderous. Surprisingly murderous.
She's Dawn the fawn, but she's gotten older, so I guess she's Dawn the deer.
Wait a second. Oh, wait. Dawn the fawn. Doesn't she have a son? Dawn the fawn's son?
Yes, Dawn the fawn son is, that is her son. Yeah. And he's a bit of a little scrub.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Who knows when Usador is going to rematerialize? Should we bring in our guest?
Yeah. Oh, who'd you get? Arnie, who'd you get? Maybe your stomach is, you're nervous about this guest. Maybe this guest is, let me guess. Maybe this guest is someone like we've wanted to have on the show for such a long time. Who could that be? Or like a creature we've never had. Or, bring him out.
Okay.
Is it Dawn the Fawn?
It's not Dawn the Fawn.
Okay, proceed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because...
Had to check.
Look, I've had guests on that wanted to murder you before.
Yes.
I'm trying not to do that again.
Thank you, buddy. What Arnie said.
Yeah, what I said.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm... Ladies and gentlemen, is this how I do this? Is this
Wait,
how
Arnie,
I do
there's a guessing? Big curtain here. Did you install a big curtain next to the table?
I did, and I was so tired.
And wait a minute. These aren't stools. This is a couch.
I know.
You're behind the table, almost like it's a desk, and I'm off to the side in a little sort of comfy chair.
Yes.
Then there's a couch next to me.
I almost forgot.
Wait, Arnie, what are those cards you have there?
I know. I was going to say, should we do a desk bit? How about we'll save the desk bit?
Oh,
let's
wait,
bring
Arnie,
in our guest.
I did learn a stupid trick. We'll save it for later.
Yeah. Wait, didn't you have a bunch of topical jokes that you wanted to do up top?
I did. While I did my stupid trick.
Okay.
But we'll save. Arnie, you're right. We'll save
those. Okay. Let's break the format. Let's do things in a weird order.
Yes. Arnie, you said it.
Okay.
You said it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had all kinds of magical creatures on this podcast before, but I'm so excited, and I'm not sure if I'm using the right term here. Our first and only guest of this episode is a gold unicorn.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Wow. Come on over to the couch. Sit down.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Look. Yes, the correct term is golden unicorn.
Oh, golden,
golden
unicorn.
Golden. Gold unicorn. Is that correct?
Oh, my goodness. Arnie, this is the most beautiful creature I've ever seen.
She is very beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, I get that a lot. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
You're majestic, if I may say.
Thank you. Yeah, you can say. I wish more people would. Yeah.
Yeah, nice to put that out there.
I am majestic. I am beautiful. And I think that, like, if more people just said that about themselves, this would be, like, a better place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you're a golden unicorn.
Yeah. Like, what? Through and through. Like, from top to tail. Yeah. From corn to horn. Yeah.
From corn to horn.
What is the corn?
Corn is my asshole.
That was going to be my guess.
That was going to be my guess too.
Full of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie.
Full of corn.
Full?
Yeah.
Arnie, you had to look at a card and then say, so you're golden, huh? That's what you had written on that card?
Look at how big this stack is. All of these questions, but I had to come up with them beforehand. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Thank you, like, so much for having me. And I'm, like, just so, like, thrilled to be here. When I heard that people wanted to talk to me, I was, like, 100% in. Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Can I go through some of my prepared questions just real fast?
Oh, I would love that.
Let me pull one off of the top of this here.
Do we know her name yet?
No, you
guess
don't.
What? That's what this says. What was your name again? Because I just assume I will have forgotten. What was your name again?
My name is Chaos.
Chaos. The next card that I wrote out is, how do you spell that?
Exactly how it sounds. Yeah, it is. It's C-H-A-O-S. Yeah. Chaos.
I can't tell if it's an accent or a pronunciation thing. Is it chaos or chaos?
It's chaos. Chaos, yeah.
Arnie, stick to the cards.
Okay, yeah. My next question is, how's it going so far?
Oh, man. Well, it has been going really well lately. Being a golden unicorn absolutely has its perks.
Yes.
Yeah. I just kind of, like, trot around looking amazing. I look amazing both in day and night, you know? Ooh. Like, the sun just gleams off of my mane and horn, and moonlight makes me sparkle.
Oh.
I also grant wishes that don't usually come out exactly how the wisher wants, but you know what? Wishers can't be choosers.
And actually, we heard you had a fun little anecdote about a recent wish granted.
Oh my god, yeah. I can't believe you're bringing this up right now.
Well, hold on. Bringing it up now. Arnie, this is on Arnie's card. Arnie, it says that you pre-interviewed her and said to bring up this story about the wish?
Yeah.
And she's acting surprised.
Real sleepy.
This is such a shock. Amazing shock. Wow.
Well, what's the story about the wish granting?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I was down by a babbling brook.
Ooh.
And yeah, it was beautiful this time of year. And across the brook was a maiden, and she was worthy. One, you know, the kind.
Oh, okay. What?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like a silver spoon in her corn.
In her
butter,
corn.
Butter wouldn't melt on her corn.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Like, she was, if you catch my drift, she had the whole package.
Nice.
She was, like, pure of heart. Mm. She, like, you know, probably was a princess at one point that got, like, stolen by a witch. She had, like, everything going for her. And she beckoned me close and ripped my horn.
Uh-oh.
Which was fine. You know, I get it. You see a horn in front of you, and sometimes you just gotta grab.
Sure.
And
horny,
she did.
That's where the term horny comes from.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Where does corny come from?
We don't have time for that.
Okay, fair enough. I'll put that at the bottom of my stack.
And she did. She did go ahead and grip that horn, and then she just wished for, like, a better life. And
yeah.
It was, like, a pure wish for, like, happiness. You know what I mean?
Aww.
And then my wish turned her into a frog. So
oh,
that was,
no.
Yeah, and that frog did get eaten by a hawk. So, oh. I mean, yeah, she is dead.
Okay.
She is dead, and yeah, it is better than what she had. So that
her
is,
life must have been pretty bad.
It was not good. The witch did get her. So, I mean, that was, you know, it is a little bit of a chaotic gift, but it is a gift.
I guess if you just sort of immediately grab onto a nearby wild animal and say, I wish I had a better life, things might not be going so great for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little sweaty, a little desperate.
Mm-hmm. It felt desperate.
Mm-hmm. That was a fantastic story. And we'll be right back after these sponsors. Mundle, play us out.
Oh, no.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back.
Oh, wow. So, everyone in the tavern is applauding for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got a hot crowd tonight.
Wow, this crowd is on fire, literally, because somebody did make a wish during the break. Yeah.
Yeah, what was the wish?
Tell us about the wish.
That they would survive the winter staying warm, and some of them will.
Huh, so as Arnie would say, your horn carries with it a real monkey's paw situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, if you will, yeah.
So if you, I'm not going to, but if someone
would... I'd love
it
if you would.
Okay. Well, I still won't, because I do have a question about the horn. So if someone grabs your horn and makes a wish, is it something where they have to be as sort of detailed and specific as possible? Otherwise, they'll get what they want, but maybe not in the exact way that they wanted it?
That's exactly right. And thank you so much for, like, paying attention to these anecdotes and stories and really, like, deciphering what this horn means. If
of
you
course.
Have the correct wish, you will get the correct granted wish.
Ooh.
If you don't, then you're forever doomed.
There's a right way and there's a wrong way.
There is always a right and a wrong way.
How am I supposed to compete with Chunt's questions when he actually pays attention to what she's saying?
Arnie, that was on the card?
Yes. Oh. Sorry. My next card says, do you got any kind of monkey paw situations? All right, we already covered that.
Rip it up. Arnie, instead of putting it at the bottom of the pile, rip it up and toss it and the audience will go crazy. Watch.
Okay.
See?
Wow.
Yeah, they loved it.
They love that.
It just makes you feel so carefree, so off the cuff.
Off the cuff. Yes. Oh my God. Yes, what a nice moment.
We both said off the cuff at the same time. Let's both give a big laugh at that. Ernie, could you believe that? We both said off the cuff at the same time.
We did this.
Okay, well, Chaos, now's the portion of the show where we like to do a little bit of karaoke.
I love karaoke. I love all the songs. I'm so excited. That's why I just love this show so much. It's just so fun. It's a romp.
This is called Camel Karaoke. Mm-hmm. I mean, the segment was created for a camel, but we unfortunately don't have any camels here, nor have we ever had a camel on, so I don't know why we're sticking with that name.
And I'm so sorry. When I booked you, I thought you were a camel, and that's on me.
That is fair. I have four legs, hooves, and a protrusion coming out of me, much like a camel. Mm-hmm. It is a horn, however, and not a hump. And it does make a difference.
Yeah. Oh, I guess horns and humps confuse sometimes, which is a me problem.
Makes him a nightmare to sleep next to. Chaos, is that, I have to ask, is the horn, is that water? Are you storing water?
Inside of it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is magical water, so.
Which explains why you were by the Babbling Brook to get a little refill. So it's like a straw.
It is. I suck it right up through that horn.
Okay.
Absolutely, and it goes straight to the corn. It goes right through me.
Wow. So there's a little opening at the tip of your horn?
Right at the tip. You gotta be careful. Oh. You don't want to get anything in it.
Oh, sure.
You gotta keep that clean.
You gotta keep it clean. Yeah. It burns. Yeah, yeah, it can burn.
Okay, Arnie and I are each going to give you one word, and then you're going to sing karaoke. That's how karaoke works. And this can just be like a 10-second song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
My word, I cannot think of anything except for horn. I mean, we were just talking about horn, so horn is my word. Arnie, do you have your word?
My word is song.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. Thank you so much for this gift.
And sorry, I'm so sorry, Chaos. Just for the audience, I do have to say, so combined, that makes horn song.
Thank you.
Sorry, some people, you would think people get it, but for whatever reason, we have to really fucking spell it out. We just have to really, we found that our listeners sometimes just don't put the pieces together. So that's horn song. Whatever.
Oh, wait, Chaos. Looks like Usador is back. Oh. No, is he? He's just kind of jittering. He's gone. He's gone again.
He's gone again. He's gone again. Ah, false hope.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, here I go, singing horn song, one of my favorites. Thank you so much.
Horn
here we go.
Song. Sorry. Horn song. This is horn
song. Horn song.
Horn song. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time. It's time to get horny. I'm a little unicorn, and you know it's not corny. You know that Chaos is the boss, and wishes from her horn cause chaos. Chaos!
Wow.
Yeah, thank
wow.
you so
Everyone.
Much.
Can I just say, can proud. I be the first to say, every part of that song was great. My favorite part was right up top. You did a little thing that I want to call yow, 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 yow. You kind of moved your jaw looked like you were like a almost like a cow chewing cud. Where you just gave a little yow, 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 yow. Yeah, what is that? What do you call that?
I call it it actually is cud. I have to chew cud. It is
my apologies.
A unicorn thing as well. I was just getting rid of the cud. I'm really proud of that song and everything I said in it. So I would love it if we could make sure that that gets out to the public in some way, okay. like maybe yes. in a single.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Well, that brings us to, what are you here to promote?
Thank you. I just wanted to promote because there is, I do have a finite number of wishes that I am able to give out. And I need to give out the one true wish, and that is kind of what I am here to promote.
Wow.
Yeah, the one true wish. That does mean that the one, and I don't know who that is, it could literally be anyone, if the one does grab onto my horn and make up your true wish, that it will not only come true, but it will, you know, save humanity. I don't know.
Wow. Oh, Arnie, did you see that? She put her horn in your cup of water. That wasn't her cup of water.
It wasn't.
Yeah, her cup of water's over here, but at the end of Oh, what a moment. Did we get that? What a moment.
I think so. Oh, wait. I think maybe Usador.
Oh, Usador. Is he unfrozen? Usador, can you hear us?
Yes, what?
You're kind of fading in and out.
Yeah, you were sort of coming in, and then you froze, and then you disappeared, and then you came back again.
Oh, it's just that it was frozen solid all week long.
Well, did you meet Chaos the Golden Unicorn? Do you have any questions for Chaos?
Hi, a pleasure. Hello.
Chaos, it's a pleasure to meet you. Forgive me, but I was a solid block of ice for many days.
So you're our unfrozen blue wizard. Things are weird and strange to you. You're not familiar with everything that's happened in the last half hour. Usador, Chaos just got done saying that she is here to promote. She's here on the show, of course, to promote. And Usador, buddy,
we've had some format changes, and I'm sorry to throw this on you.
No, that's fine.
Bump down on the couch over here.
Yes.
Let me switch spots with you because you're new, so I scoot down, I think is the way. And
I like this seating arrangement. Mm-hmm.
But we just learned that Chaos is here to promote, that she only has a few wishes left to give with her horn.
Most of her wishes, if I'm being honest, so far, most of the wishes she's granted seem to have led to the death of the wishers.
Yeah.
Was that fair?
That's more than fair. Yeah, most people, you know, no matter what they wish for, are not getting exactly what they wished for. And I think that's their fault, and that's kind of on them.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a real monkey's paw situation. Pause for laughs.
Have you ever had any... Oh, I'm sorry, How long should I pause? You stepped on my lap.
It wasn't coming. Nobody was laughing, so...
Okay, because I'll wait.
No, I think it passed. I think the time passed.
Chaos, have Ani or Chunt happened to wish for anything yet?
No, not yet. But I am wishing for... I'm wishing, honestly, on myself that somebody does wish. Yeah.
Oh.
Can you wish on yourself?
It's kind of like trying to tickle yourself. It doesn't really work.
But it's fun to try.
It is fun to try, and I do try a lot. Yeah.
Practice makes perfect. Oh, yeah, so you sort of, sorry, this is a new segment of our show where we recap the interview that we just did. Usador, so somebody grabbed her horn and wished to stay warm in the winter, and they were set ablaze and died in a horrific body fire.
Got it. Got it.
A princess wished that for her life to be better, and she turned into a frog and was eaten by a hawk immediately.
We'll have to recap everything. I think I got one more thing.
Sorry, there is one more thing. There's one more thing that I don't think you got, which is corns are assholes.
Yes.
Not saying ears of corns are, like, rude, like they cut you off in traffic.
Right.
With their carts, with their... You ever seen a corn driving a cart and they're just like...
Sure.
No. For a unicorn, from corn to horn, so a corn is their beautiful, precious asshole.
That's right. I'm golden from corn to horn.
from taint to top.
I took that literally to begin with.
Chaos, I have a question about the wishes.
Is it from the pile?
Yes, it is. Also, Usador, I have a stack of pre-prepared questions.
Finally.
I bet you anything this next one is. What's that name again?
Who are you?
Close enough.
Thank you so much for asking. I am Chaos, the Golden Unicorn, and I am just looking for one true wisher to make their purest of wishes on my horn and get the ultimate wish that will save all of humanity.
So you don't give a shit about elves or dwarves?
No,
or...
they can go to hell.
All right, okay.
Arnie.
Yeah.
It turns out our second guest was a camel, but they've been humped for time. Pause for laugh. What is going on with this crowd in the bar? Come on. Humped for time?
Burnt to death.
Oh, that's right. Most of our audience is dead.
That's right. Oh, I forgot.
At least
about
locally.
That makes me feel a little better. Sorry, Arnie, what was your question?
Oh, I was just going to ask, has anyone tried? Have you had a circumstance where someone tried making a wish and part of their wish was, I wish for something that doesn't lead to me dying from this wish?
You know what? Shockingly, no, because like usually people just make the wish and they're not aware of other wishes that have happened. Mm. But like this is a great platform for me to say I'd love for someone to try that.
Okay.
And actually, we were told from your publicist, would I be able to make a wish right now?
Oh my God, this is so unexpected! I can't believe you're even asking.
Let me stand up.
Hold on. I thought this was going to be Usador's last episode, but apparently this might be Chunt's last episode.
Okay, let me roll up my sleeves with a big shit-eating grin and kind of give a wink to the audience. Can you believe this? Okay, may I go ahead and grab the horn?
I would love it if you did.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead, Arnie, check this out. I'm going to go ahead and wish for more witches. Fuck, I worded
no,
that wrong.
No. There are so many witches wow. here in Nibblebottom.
Yeah. How many more?
They're climbing in through the window.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, it did come true. So, like, that's important to know.
That is very impressive.
Thanks.
And let me touch my body in a comical fashion. Looks like I'm okay. Wipe the sweat off my brow. Hold for laughter. Oh, look, the witches are laughing.
They love it.
Yes.
They love it. Honestly, this is chaotic, but it's like a chaotic good, and I love that.
It's chaotic.
Now, how long does it usually take for the death part to come after the wish? Do they get to enjoy the wish for a little while before the death?
No, it's pretty immediate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like if there is death to follow, then it's already inside of you.
Okay, so Chunt, you might be all right then.
Yeah, let me, just in case, I'm going to cut off one of my fingers.
What?
Just in case anything happens to me, put this finger in water, and it will grow into a new me, I think. We have to
just like an avocado.
Yes, just
like
an avocado.
Baby Groot.
And I will be green and I'll have a big seed inside. What'd you say, Arnie? A baby what?
Or a baby Groot.
Baby Groot.
A what?
A baby Groot?
A baby Groot.
I
understand the word baby.
I see what he's doing.
Do you have Groots?
What's a baby Groot with you? Is that what
he's doing? You didn't have to pause for laugh because I laughed a little bit.
We're having fun. We'll be right back after these messages.
Lean over while we go to break. I just want to say it's not usually like this. But you're doing great. You're doing a great job.
Thanks so much. Is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's great. Don't.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
So there's no table now.
Well, it's a desk.
Okay, well, but that's not a table. It's a desk. If just
hold on.
You and I
hold
just...
Hold on.
We
I'm so sorry.
Moving down the couch?
You, sir, you don't think a desk is a table? Describe a desk to me.
A desk?
Describe a desk to me.
A desk is a... A piece of furniture with four legs.
Yeah.
It usually has a drawer and a flat top where you put things on top to work, whereas a table has four legs and a flat top where you put plates on top to eat on.
Fuck, I was going to nail you to the wall, and then you said drawer, and I was like, forgot about that part.
You forgot about the fucking drawers.
Usador.
Yes.
This brings up a great point, because we were going to do this at the beginning, but we're going to do it now. We have a desk bit. Let me bring these big pieces of cardboard. this is a little game we like to do called Is It a Desk? So what? I have some pictures here. Here's a picture of a giant duck. My question to you, is it a desk?
No.
All right, you got that one.
Wow, he's good at this.
Fire so, are writers, am I right?
This is entertainment on your world.
It fills time.
And I have a despot here. Let me put on this suit jacket and put on a little tie. Let's see what we have here. We have these are actual headlines from Foon. These were in the Foonish Times. You heard of these? You seen these? So what do we have here? It says Goblin dead at 20 fun. So someone's clearly spelled 21 wrong, and that made it into the headline.
But important to remember that someone died.
Someone did die. So let's have a moment of... This is a new desk piece called Moment of Silence. People are laughing. I'm not holding for...
No, we're not pausing for a laugh.
We're not pausing for laughter.
That
pausing.
Was a memoriam for an orc who died when they were 20 fun.
But I'll take the laughs if I can get them.
21.
21, sorry. Chaos.
It's an honor to be here. It's a real honor to be here today.
Oh, shit, we have a guest. I forgot. Oh,
sorry,
shit.
I just wanted to remind you.
Into the desk bit.
Chaos, what is the source of your magic? Have you always had the ability to grant wishes since the day you were born?
Wow, where's this guy been? That's like a great question.
That is a good question. And my next question was going to be from this card. It was just going to be sandwiches? Question
Arnie,
mark?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, do you like sandwiches?
Yeah, let's go there. Absolutely. Have you tried it, audience? Have you tried sandwiches? I know. I'm like, this is so wild, but I do love sandwiches. And to go back to the magic question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was born a full-grown unicorn. I was not truly born out of anything but pure magic and light. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of like to me.
That's kind of like our co-host Usador.
Yeah. I was born of a confluence of rain and birds and fire and wind that insisted there be a champion, and I stepped forward fully formed into this world as the wizard you see before thee.
Oh my god.
Hey Chaos.
Yeah.
Can I just say, when you said you like sandwiches, it seemed like our audience really picked up on that. Cause I think it makes them be like, she's just like us.
Oh yeah.
Cause you're this magnificent, gorgeous, stunning creature. People see you up on a hill and are like, I want to be like the unicorn, you know. I think people put you on a pedestal. So when you said sandwiches, I think people are like, oh my god, she eats sandwiches, right? So more relatability. Yeah, I love that. More of that. More relatability.
You got it. Okay. Yeah.
So do you like shit and stuff?
Right out of the corn. Right out of the corn. And here's the fun thing. Like, I'm not even like, I gotta shit. It just happens. You know what I mean? Like, while I'm walking, it can happen.
Yeah.
I don't have to stop to do it.
Yeah, your tail just kind of raises, and I hope.
Yeah.
I would just, okay. Thank goddesses. Yeah.
Thank goddesses as well. I love sandwiches. I take shit.
That sort of reminds me of my friend Ani, you know, the host over here. He also likes sandwiches. He often shits standing up.
Yeah, while walking sometimes.
Yeah. Can I just say, maybe my favorite phrase ever uttered on this show is, I like sandwiches, I take shits. Really? Let's all, can we all just sit on that? Just sit on that for a minute. I like sandwiches, I take shits. I feel like that describes, that's the summation of every
That's life, baby.
Person. Yeah, that's like baby. You say baby?
I love baby. Yeah.
I'll tell Wally Lyman to get on that t-shirt right away.
Yes, please.
I think that'd be a beautiful t-shirt. Like, I like sandwiches, I take shits, and then just like maybe a silhouette of a beautiful golden unicorn. I don't know. Mm. I just think that's like a beautiful idea.
Yeah. So, Chaos. Sorry, Arnie, can I grab one of your cards?
No, please do.
So, Chaos.
Uh-huh.
Are you seeing anyone?
Oh my god. Honestly, I can't believe you just asked me. I am seeing somebody. It is not serious.
Okay.
But you know, we're hanging out. We're just like, we're, you know, seeing where things go. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. It is a silver unicorn. Yeah.
Oh, and I believe we actually have a drawing of that here. This is by Lisa the Frank. We all probably know her. She's the peasant woman who tells it like it is. She really shoots from the hip.
So she's not French.
No, she's just very frank.
That's us. That's our silhouettes in front of a dolphin. It's beautiful.
How amazing that as someone was drawing this, as Lisa was drawing this, a dolphin just happened to jump out of the water, pause in midair, just for
at
her
sunset.
To kind of complete. That's beautiful. And the colors.
So you don't know the dolphin. That's not a friend of yours. That just happened.
That is not a friend.
Oh,
that
wow.
just happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a drawing here by Lisa the Frank's Monster. Sometimes people get confused with Lisa the Frank, and this is, I don't even know what this drawing is. It's just all over the place.
Couldn't even think of what the drawing was.
This is a mess.
Well, does anyone know what this is? Turn it towards us.
Yeah, try to explain it.
What is this?
Okay, let's see. What is that? Maybe turn it upside down. Maybe it's upside down. No, that's even worse.
Yeah.
What are we looking at here? Oh, everyone, relax your eyes. Oh, I just took a shit. I love sandwiches, and I took a shit.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
I like sandwiches, and I take shit.
Oh my, we're all just like each other. It's just like we're so common.
And I'm so sorry, Chaos. I got distracted. You're dating a silver unicorn. What are the powers of a silver unicorn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. That was a good question. Whereas I grant wishes, he does therapy. Like, he does, like, he's really into, like, self-improvement. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay.
So we'll just, like, talk therapy. He, like, loves talk therapy. If you're ever having any issues, just go to him and, like, he'll give you a cup of tea. And, like, wonderful discomfort. Yeah.
That's great.
Wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm. How often does that therapy result in the person dying?
Great question.
Oh, like 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Unicorns are not creatures that you should ever trust. Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's one unicorn that I trust, and I think you may trust this unicorn too, but I assume you've been to see Fizzle Von Pizzlewich, the unicorn dentist.
Of course.
Yes, because you have beautiful teeth.
Thank you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fizzle Von Pizzlewich is one of our favorite guests. Yes.
And actually, I think we have a little surprise. Let's go ahead and bring Fizzle Von Pizzlewich out here.
Oh, my God.
I think he got bumped.
What?
He got bumped.
Oh.
One of the PAs backstage said he got bumped. What is a PA?
We bumped our surprise guest on?
I don't know. I guess. Yes. I don't know.
If someone's doing a surprise walk-on, they shouldn't get bumped.
I was frozen until halfway through this fucking episode.
Okay. 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 Okay.
And I'm going to be honest. It was going better before you came back.
How dare you?
You, sir, write applause in the air with magic.
Eroskaratala.
Whoa. Whoa. Thanks, everyone. Oh. We're back into it. Arnie, pull from the pile.
Oh. It just says, mm-hmm.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah,
sure. Tap it on the desk. Tap it on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people love that. People love that.
I just wanted to, I know that there's a format here and there are questions still in that file, but I just wanted to say, like, you are doing such an amazing job of interviewing me. Has anybody ever interviewed you?
Oh, and she's getting up and she's coming behind the desk and Arnie is coming over to the... You can't even plan for this.
She can't even aggressively bump me out of my...
Get out of here.
Yeah. Come on. I thought this was on the running order backstage.
No, this is... Oh, gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Where did you pull that extra microphone from?
So, okay. Gentlemen, I mean, what an honor to have you all here. I would love to know what you are all promoting today. Yeah.
Anything could happen right now. Anything could happen.
Literally anything.
Well, I don't, I'm just really here to have fun. I'm not here to promote anything. Although certainly people could always go to our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and support the show there. But again, I'm just here for fun. I'm not here promoting anything.
I'm here to promote taking on ice trolls. Sometimes they're real assholes. And they'll freeze you solid for days at a time. And I'd really like us to band together to stop ice trolls.
Isidore, we said nothing political.
What?
We're trying to appeal to everyone.
I thought these shows were all political now.
Come on. I would like to promote two things. If you liked camel karaoke, go ahead and kill a horse near you. Make a scrying pool. Get as many views on that camel karaoke as you can to tell your friends. And also, I know it was just said off the cuff moments ago, but we do have in our store as you leave today, we do have I Like Sandwiches and I Take Shit shirts. We also have cart stickers. We have hats for the kids. Do we have hats for adults? We don't have hats for adults. What's the difference? Why does it say hats for kids on the cart? Make them bigger. We'll just take those and make them bigger. Can't do it. We can't do it. Okay. So we have hats for kids, and we also have pants.
They're small, and they say hat for kid on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's for adults, but it says hat for kids.
Right.
But shouldn't it say, I like sandwiches and I take shits?
Not the hats. Not the hats.
Not the hats.
Yeah, you wouldn't put that on a hat.
And we have pants that say not the hats. So check those out. Mm-hmm. And back to you,
Chaz.
Hold
on, hold on. I got to say, I really do love the pants that say not a hat.
Just in case someone's wondering.
Could help.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
And thank you, audience. Give yourselves applause and pause for yourselves for laughter. Well, I guess that doesn't work because you would provide the laughter. Chaos, what's... Oh, let me grab the card pile here.
Oh,
classic Arnie question. What's next?
After this, I have so much on my plate. I'm just going to kind of stroll through the lands looking for the one true wish that will save us all.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I need that one pure wisher. So if you're out there or you think you might be that wisher, come find me. I am the golden unicorn. You have probably a 90% chance of dying when you make that wish. But I mean, that 10% chance, come on. It's worth it, is what I'm going to say. Yeah.
Can I just say publicly, Arnie, you are the kindest, sweetest, most charming, funniest, purest soul I think I've ever met. Do you think you might be the one true wish?
I mean,
oh my goodness,
do you think? No, probably I am. I mean, there's a good chance that I'm the most important person in all of Foon.
Okay,
I am from another world. I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
I am technically.
What would classify like a pure wish? You know, do you have any hints at it? Is a pure wish for like a lot of money or like a bigger dick or like what is a pure wish?
It just has to come from the very bottom of your soul. So it could just be something that you truly want. And it's not for any other motives other than just like what you're wishing for. So if your pure wish is just to have just a great big dick.
That was just a hypothetical.
We are selling gloves that say great big dick. Those are out there as well. Sorry, Arnie, go ahead.
Whatever the wish is, it just must be pure. And then whatever that wish then becomes will help to save you all from a fiery or otherwise death.
What do you think, folks? You want to see Arnie give it a try?
Wow, you're going wild.
John Usar, I gotta be honest, I'm a little scared of being killed by a witch.
Grab the horn.
Okay,
Arnie, I don't think anything can go wrong. We have a few minutes left.
Okay,
And plus, Usador's here. Usar, can you provide some sort of spell to protect Arnie from a wish?
You should have died a dozen times over by now. You're gonna be fine.
Wait, Usar. Mm-hmm. Is wizard magic more powerful than unicorn magic, or vice versa?
Well, I mean, obviously, wizards have, you know, a little more control over the way their magic is
I don't know. This is coming from the guy who got frozen for the first half.
Yeah, because of a fucking ice troll. Because of a fucking ice troll. We're going to band together, and we're going to defeat them.
Usar, I guess I have to pose the question. Can you grant wishes?
It's not a wish-based system, but if you wish for something, I could probably conjure it up, yes, but it doesn't need to be in the form of a wish. You could say, hey, shithead, give me a sandwich, and I would give you a sandwich. It doesn't have to be, I wish for a sandwich. I'm not restricted to wishes. That's the power.
Okay, give me a sandwich. Hey, shithead, make me a sandwich.
Oh, don't do it that way. It's rude.
I love sandwiches.
Oh, now I have a bigger dick.
Look, hey, hold on. Just because you got hard thinking about sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, I should say. bigger the way that it usually gets bigger when I'm aroused.
Sandwiches for everyone. Troll, cut off. I just conjured everyone's favorite sandwich. No one had to fucking wish for it.
Great, now I got to think of a different wish.
It just has to be the purest wish you've ever wished for, and you could save us all.
Okay. I guess I wish...
Grab the horn.
Arnie. You know what? I'm going to wish for something, not for myself.
Whoa.
Wow. Because I don't want to be selfish. and because I'm really afraid of dying from this wish.
Good move.
I wish Usador didn't have to be a ghost anymore.
What?
And wow. that process doesn't kill her.
Whoa, I've never felt this way before.
Smart's attack on that clause at the end.
The purest light ever is shooting through me right now.
Wow. Yeah. This is
out of the tip
amazing.
Of her horn.
It's going straight into Usador's horn.
Usador, I never noticed your horn
before. You have
before.
A little horn.
Well, I mean, it's a hat. It's not really a horn. It's just a pointy hat.
Yeah.
Hats are horns.
That's your horn.
And that brings us to our desk piece, Are Hats Horns? Describe a horn. It's a cone-shaped device that rests atop your head. Describe a hat. It's a cone-shaped device that rests atop your head. I rest. My gaze. Hold for applause. It's not coming.
Shit. This isn't my hat. This is a pair of pants.
See? It can be really helpful if it says what it is.
Says it.
It
says not a hat.
Wow. I think this wish is going to come true, yeah.
Wow. Usador, how do you feel?
Well, I feel myself becoming more solid and no longer translucent. Or is it transparent? I always get those confused.
Oh my goodness.
I'm whole again. I'm alive.
Wow.
Wow.
James really was a big part of this. I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, totally, because I was very definitely really dead,
yeah,
for real.
Absolutely dead.
Hypothetical question, Chaos, before we go. If my wish is based on a lie, is there any bad repercussions to that?
Absolutely. It will come back to haunt you. But if the wish is true and pure, then Usador will be an absolute tool for the savior of all.
He is
a tool for the savior?
He is a tool. I mean, I feel like that's made sense in my head, but I haven't eaten. I need a sandwich.
No, it's true. Yes. May the goddesses and all of Foon wield me righteously, and let me be their tool.
He's a tool for all. We're so proud. And this is a really proud moment for, I think, everyone. What great TV.
TV?
TV.
Yeah.
Terrific. Oh, I'm so sorry, Chaos. This is not televised. This is just an audio recording.
What?
No one really saw your radiance or anything like that. And if you came on here thinking that that's what this was, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I've been smiling and prancing around so much. I had my makeup done. Mm-hmm. I got shined up.
Yeah, just look at us. We look like shit. That should have been a clue.
Yeah, I just figured that was that was kind of your thing. Mm.
I mean, as good as it gets. Right. But actually, it's just an audio thing. So that's, I guess that's why I had my pants on my head.
Okay. That actually, a lot of this is making more sense.
And we're clear. Oh, Chaz, thank you so much. We had to devise a way to make Usador back alive, and you played it perfectly. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, anytime. Just, call my agent if you need me again.
Yes, of course. We'll absolutely have you back on. I don't know why my voice keeps going up high. We'll absolutely have you back on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was great. That wish absolutely will not have any bad repercussions. Absolutely.
Okay, good. That's a relief.
Absolutely.
And here's your tote bag full of swag.
How did you get it to say I love sandwiches and shit so quick? Gosh.
We have a great team.
We have a great team. Yeah, thank you. Gary, you hear that? She said you're amazing.
Yeah.
Gary gave a big old thumbs up. Well, Arnie, do we need to have Chaos sign any release forms or anything?
Oh, yeah. You can just sign the scroll.
Oh, for sure. Okay, I'll sign here.
There's only one line to sign on. What are you doing?
Yeah, I figured.
It's fun, though. It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
She's really just scribbling over everything.
Here, I want to try it. I'll sign here. This is fun.
Yeah.
Arnie, this could be a desk piece.
Save it for your packet.
Yes, keep working on those packets. You're in a demographic that Late Night has ignored for too long. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Does anyone else feel like this was just the right amount of Matt Young? Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Chaos, the Golden Unicorn, was played by special guest Carissa Bereka. Carissa is directing the upcoming main stage show at Second City, which opens this summer. So right now the cast is writing some blackouts that can't possibly make it into the show because everyone will be sick sick of them by July. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, of which we have none. Oh, wait, a few adventurous souls just signed up. They are Nick Carmian, Steve Deutsch, Rachel Buchelman, Anne, or AK the unofficial lore idiot. You see, ableist language is permissible when you write it. Eric Cook, Ethan Bridenhagen, I mean, Ethan's probably got a castle, right? Alexander Miller, Lily, Chelsea Tucker, KJ Axtman, Dan Gibbons, Reagan Henry, Sade the Non-Binary Paints, Matthew, Devin Hallett, Mark Darcy, and Ethan Q. Who does James Bond see for home decorating options? Look no further. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Currently, we're running Season 3 of Masters of Mayhem with the Baron and Dripfang. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you were going to try your hand at that portal inducer.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the next step would be to focus the Singularity Maximizer towards Compass North, and then you'd...
Stop right there! Oh, I've always wanted to say that.
You.
Me! That's right. Sorry I wasn't here sooner. It took forever to get into the facility.
Are you Trisha?
Of course I am, sir. Don't you know that?
Wait, facility? We're not in a facility.
Of course you are. You're in a secret government facility on Irving Park. You know, with the Goblin Army underneath it. Remember that whole plot line that never really panned out?
The nonsense this person is spewing out. Are you really going to listen to this, Tim?
Tim? Who calls a person Tim?
There are millions of Tims in the world. Matheson? Others?
Look, Trisha, I don't know what wiki page you're reading, but that government facility was an illusion. I'm here in this institute helping Director Ward.
That's right, he's been most helpful.
That's just it, sir. There is no institute, and you never left the government facility.
What? Next you're going to tell me Andor is in a well-crafted limited series.
No. Andor is a masterpiece. But everything else you've been told is a lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 65th National Finals of Distinguished Young Women.
Every year, one girl from every state leaves her family, her whole life behind, for 2 weeks, and spends each day training, practicing, preparing. Because to win this competition, she needs to wow a panel of judges with her academic record, her athletic ability, her speaking skills, and a show-stopping talent.
I met her and I was like, she's gonna win.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
When I sing that song about being a black woman in America, there's gonna be backlash about that.
Oh, I'm just so happy. So happy.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to talk to them.
And then we stayed with them for the next year, unpacking just what happened those 2 weeks in Mobile. I'm Shimoliai, and from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.